96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Northwood Technical College is opening a new workforce accelerator location in Hayward this summer to expand access to education and workforce training opportunities in the area. According to a press release, the new site will be located at the Trailview Cottages housing development on Trailview Loop, replacing the college's current Hayward Outreach Center, which closes June 1st. College staff will be available Tuesdays and Thursdays to help connect residents with GED programs, workforce training, and student support services. Northwood Tech officials say the Workforce Accelerator model is designed to make educational opportunities more accessible in rural communities by offering local support closer to where people live. Similar Workforce Accelerator sites are already operating in Ladysmith and St. Croix Falls, with another location planned to open in Hurley later this year. A ribbon cutting for the Hayward location is expected later this summer. More information is available at northwoodtech.edu. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is preparing for the return of the Epic Bike Fest in Hayward, June 5th through the 7th. The annual cycling festival features mountain biking and gravel races through the North Woods, including full and half-distance rides, a kids' race, and a Friday evening shakeout ride. Organizers say the weekend also includes food trucks, a festival expo, games, and other family-friendly activities. The event serves as one of the largest fundraisers for the Shawamigan Area Mountain Bike Association, helping support trail maintenance and development across the region. Since it began, Epic Bike Fest has donated more than $200,000 to Kamba Trail projects. Organizers are also looking for volunteers to help with race operations and festival activities throughout the weekend. More information, registration, and volunteer signups are available at the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to watch for turtles crossing roads as nesting season gets underway across the state. From late May through June, female turtles travel from lakes, rivers, and wetlands to nesting areas, often crossing busy roadways and residential yards along the way. DNR officials say road mortality is one of the leading causes of turtle population decline in Wisconsin, and drivers are encouraged to slow down and stay alert near wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The DNR is also asking the public to report turtle sightings and nesting areas through the Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program to help identify important habitats and crossing hotspots across the state. They say adult turtles face additional risks during nesting season, including predators, vehicle strikes, and illegal collection for the pet trade. Residents are also reminded to leave wild turtles in the wild and avoid disturbing nests whenever possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is encouraging licensed cherry growers to take part in this year's election for the Wisconsin Cherry Board. The Wisconsin Cherry Board oversees about $60,000 each year in assessment fees collected from cherry growers statewide. Voting is open through June 15th to fill one seat on the five-member board, which helps oversee research, education, and promotion efforts for Wisconsin-grown cherries. The department says no nominations were submitted before the March deadline, so growers are being asked to write in the name of an eligible cherry producer on their ballots. The elected grower will serve a three-year term beginning July 1st. Officials say ballots were mailed earlier this month, but growers who have not received one are encouraged to contact the department's Market Orders Program. More information about the Wisconsin Cherry Board and the election process is available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwood's news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to watch for turtles crossing roads as nesting season gets underway across the state. From late May through June, female turtles travel from lakes, rivers, and wetlands to nesting areas, often crossing busy roadways and residential yards along the way. DNR officials say road mortality is one of the leading causes of turtle population decline in Wisconsin, and drivers are encouraged to slow down and stay alert near wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The DNR is also asking the public to report turtle sightings and nesting areas through the Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program to help identify important habitats and crossing hotspots across the state. They say adult turtles face additional risks during nesting season, including predators, vehicle strikes, and illegal collection for the pet trade. Residents are also reminded to leave wild turtles in the wild and avoid disturbing nests whenever possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is encouraging licensed Wisconsin's cherry growers to take part in this year's election for the Wisconsin Cherry Board. The Wisconsin Cherry Board oversees about $60,000 each year in assessment fees collected from cherry growers statewide. Voting is open through June 15th to fill one seat on the five-member board, which helps oversee research, education, and promotion efforts for Wisconsin-grown cherries. The department says no nominations were submitted before the March deadline, so growers are being asked to write in the name of an eligible cherry producer on their ballots. The elected grower will serve a three-year term beginning July 1st. Officials say ballots were mailed earlier this month, but growers who have not received one are encouraged to contact the department's Market Orders program. More information about the Wisconsin Cherry Board and the election process is available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR, and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected replacement efforts will take decades to finish. A former attorney for Donald Trump in Wisconsin is asking the federal government for $3.2 million, saying he was unfairly targeted after the 2020 election. Jim Troupas filed the request under a new fund meant to compensate people who claim they were, quote, weaponized by federal investigations. He points to searches of his email and actions involving his family as reasons for the payment. At the same time, Troupas is facing felony forgery charges in Wisconsin tied to the fake elector case. Prosecutors have not commented on his claims. A new study finds Wisconsin's teacher unions have weakened significantly since 2012, with membership falling faster here than anywhere else in the U.S. Researchers say the decline follows Act 10, a 2011 law that limited what unions can negotiate. The state now ranks 36th overall in union strength and much lower in membership and resources. Backers of Act 10 called it a needed reform, while opponents say it reduced protections for teachers. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will be away this weekend. They'll play the Astros at 7:10 tomorrow night. What a happy Brewers clubhouse yesterday, coming back in the eighth inning after going without a hit and beating the Cardinals 2-1 at home to complete the sweep. How did it feel to finally get a save? Closer Trevor McGill.
It means a lot. I mean, every game means a lot. But to be able to, you know, 7-plus innings of no-hit baseball and then got one out like this today, that's just big for the crew.
College football, the Badgers' schedule is out. They'll open at Lambeau Field on Sunday, September 6th against Notre Dame. And then on the Friday night after Thanksgiving, they'll host Minnesota at the Packers' OTAs. The team holding practice and meetings while Josh Jacobs is under investigation for domestic violence.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about Josh. I'm going to stick with the statement that we put out as an organization and just let the process play out.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The midsummer weather continues today. Lots of sunshine, not much wind, high temps right around 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows near 50. Very warm on Friday with lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s, mid-80s on Saturday.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.